The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course you can bring up anything that you'd like. Just dial in toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com, where there are a lot of features waiting for you. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. You get to create the content right there on the front page of the website. Unlike a lot of talk show websites where they tell you what's important, our show works where you tell us what's important by voting. You can submit content, maybe a YouTube video or a blog post, something you liked online or something you thought was absolutely horrifying. You can submit it over at freetalklive.com. Other listeners can vote on it. And we'll talk to you, of course, about anything. Ian and Chris Cantwell in the studio. We go right back into your calls. We'll talk about Ferguson coming up here in a moment. But first, Liberty Phoenix is on the line in Illinois. Speaking of people who need to leave where they currently are, Phoenix, I heard you're planning to move to New Hampshire next year.
I am. Just a few days before Liberty Forum. I plan on being there about a week before it.
Very exciting. A destination to Manchester. I know that's what you it's not necessarily what you were calling about tonight, but what was on your mind?
Well, I was wondering if you guys support marijuana legalization.
No.
Reluctantly. If that's the only thing that's on the table, then yeah. I mean, if I've got the opportunity to vote for legalization as opposed to continuing prohibition, I'm going to choose to vote for legalization. If I can have whatever I want, then you know, for me, full decriminalization is the best option. I would prefer there be no government statutes that apply to marijuana whatsoever, no government regulations, no ordinances, no nothing. And to me, that would be full decriminalization rather than legalization. But there's an argument that is made by different factions in the marijuana legalized / decriminalized community that. There's different definitions for these words, depending on who you talk to. What do you think, Phoenix?
Well, I don't know, really. I was, I've always said, of course, decriminalize it, legalize it, whatever we can get passed, get it passed. But I was perusing the dailyanarchist.com earlier today.
Okay.
And MK Lords has an article up there that's basically saying that, decriminalization is a trap.
Decrim's a trap?
Yes, because the state can always twist the words. It's legalese. They can always add riders onto the bill or whatnot, or leave something out to where they can abuse someone. Because in a lot of cases, when decriminalization happens, there's still raids on the shops because the federal level is always going to supersede them.
You're talking about legalization. There aren't in places where there's decriminalization. Most decriminalization that has happened thus far has made penalties less severe.
Yeah, so New York decriminalized marijuana up to some certain point, at which point you get a fine or something like that. So it's still not legal to have. And of course, if you open up a shop and you start selling it, then you don't have to wait for the feds. The New York authorities will come and rip you a new one.
The only places where there are shops that are open where you can get cannabis is if the cannabis has been legalized and or is legal for medical purposes. So decrim, that wouldn't happen. Unless it was full decrim, in which case then all statutes would be wiped out about cannabis and it wouldn't be the
case. So there'd be no more full repeal, I guess, is what the terminology might be
better.
Okay,
that's a more accurate term. Sure, full repeal. Go ahead.
So there'd be less people going to jail, but one of the main points that she puts in her article is the fact that they're not going to be doing inmate releases, and that should be like one of the bedrocks of any bill that legalizes any form of medical marijuana.
I think it's a good point. Yeah, I mean, set the prisoners free would be a great idea.
Well, I mean, if you change a law, it doesn't the way the law works anyway is not necessarily that, hey, we changed the law so all the people who broke the law before, because the penalty, the crime is always treason, if you will, right? I mean, when you disobey the state, the crime that you have committed is your disobedience to the state. It doesn't matter if the action was justifiable or not. There is no justification for treason, if you will. And so I think that's...
apply retroactive enforcement if it's
that can happen. Yeah, that has happened with other laws that have been overturned where they have retroactively released people, and I think that they are releasing some people from jails in California, or at least they're planning on doing that.
My bigger problem with the question of legalization, which you saw in like Washington and Colorado, is that what it does is it creates a new source of tax revenue for
yes.
the state. It takes this entire black market economy and sort of hands it into the hands of the state, and also tells a bunch of people who at one point were very wary of the state, who really did, were starting to realize for whatever reason that the state was not their friend, you know, that they were worried about the police coming, taking their drugs and throwing them in prison. Now all of a sudden they think the state is their friend and they're really happy to pay these taxes to go and lock up a bunch of other people for a bunch of other victimless crimes, and that I think is really unfortunate.
Well, thank you so much, guys, for your opinion.
Oh, Phoenix, before you go, though, I'm still a little confused. So her article's anti-decrim?
I'm sorry, you're right. It was anti-legalization.
Okay, okay. See, that's the thing, right? Like, these terms can be confusing. Usually, legalization, my understanding is that when cannabis is legalized or whatever it is it's legalized, they create a legal structure. They have legalized it. They have taken something that otherwise should just be a plant growing in the ground,
right.
And they have created legalities surrounding it. They have created statutes, laws, ordinances, things like that, political structures, bureaucracy. And so in the case of legalization, they would be taking it from an illegal status, making it a legal product, meaning that they're also legalizing it and adding all this bureaucracy, treating it like alcohol regulations. You know, like the proposals usually are that the Bureau of Alcohol or whatever will be the ones that'll handle marijuana. And so basically they then take it out of the hands of average criminals and put it into the hands of the real criminals, which is the states. And so that's, to me, the real problem with legalization. I like your term, full repeal. That makes the most sense. Just strike all of the laws, strike all of the statutes on the books, and do not add more of them. I don't know how possible that is politically, though.
The idea, I think... You know, when you have those situations where they create these legal structures around it, I think that they're very negative. And if people wanted to go and repeal some laws, hey, I'm never going to argue with anybody for repealing laws. When people want to create new tax revenues for the state, I am hostile towards that in every way.
Phoenix, you were saying, go ahead.
That two word term that you would want to use for that, full repeal, I don't think it goes far enough. I think you need to add two others. Full repeal with retroactive enforcement. That's what's needed.
Yeah, I'll go with you there. Thanks for the call tonight, Phoenix. Appreciate that. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
I'll be glad to have him in New Hampshire. Sounds like a good guy.
Absolutely. And this is why, you know, bringing people who care about freedom together makes sense. The legalization, you know, variants that you have so far in the United States, Colorado and Washington have implemented. There's now Alaska, I think, passed it, and Oregon as well.
Interesting.
They also legalized. You didn't hear about that? Yeah,
I didn't hear about Alaska. Yeah. I mean, I think you'd have a heck of a time trying to grow it there. Well, I mean, you'd have to do it indoors, I imagine. Yeah.
So, you know, they passed it. So we'll get to see how they approach things and if they do things a little bit differently. But if you've actually got a state legislature that has anarchists, you know, and voluntarists who've been elected to it, then that's going to change how the discussion happens. Because here in New Hampshire, I don't know, have you gone to the state house yet, Chris Cantwell?
Just to smoke weed on the steps.
That's happening next year, too, on 420. But coming up, you'll have the opportunity to carpool on up to Concord for these different hearings. So, like, right now in New Hampshire, the election season happened. What's happening next in Concord is that they're going to appoint people to different committees, like the Justice Committee. So the Justice Committee would be the one that would be hearing any cannabis change kind of legislation. And Mark Warden, who was probably the best liberty legislator of all of them. He won 2 years the Liberty Legislator of the Year award from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. He sat on the Justice Committee. And having somebody like that on a committee like that changes the way the discussion happens. And then when Free Staters and liberty activists from across New Hampshire come in to testify, you change the tone of a room. You change the tone of the discussion that's going on. In Concord, almost every time I'm there, there's only two factions in any given hearing. The Liberty people and the people who work for the state. And those are the only people who come and testify on things almost every time.
Yeah, these guys are just there saying, hey, we want to cling to some faction of power. And we're like, no, we're taking it away.
Well, not quite yet. It's happened in a few places, but the more people we can get here, the better. Go check out freestateproject.org. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-856-4195. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-856-4195. That's 1-800-856-4195. Call 1-800-856-4195.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Plenty of time for you. If you dial in now, the toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you there. The We Tonight is me, Ian.
And Christopher Cantwell.
And if you want to get yourself some gold and silver, I would recommend you check out silver.freetalklive.com. You can get hooked up with some awesome silver and gold pieces through Midas Resources. That is the company that's actually behind the company that distributes Free Talk Live. So our distributor is GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. They are owned by Midas Resources, and Midas Resources has been selling gold and silver for a long time. They do a great job at it. And if you don't have the internet or you prefer to talk to somebody on the phone, you can call them toll-free at 877-857-9938. That's 877-857-9938. So silver and gold, great alternative currencies. Historically, they've done a great job at holding their value in comparison to government money.
Never been worth zero. Can't say the same thing for fiat, folks.
So check them out. They're beautiful. A lot of these silver pieces are amazing, just wonderful things you'll treasure. And also, the gold is there, too. Go to silver.freetalklive.com. All right, so we were teasing this Ferguson possible discussion here tonight, and I wanted to share what I had experienced in watching this. Obviously, it's not the same to watch it through a Ustream channel as it is to actually be there in the thick of this. Not that I would have wanted to be there in the thick of this. I mean, this was a pretty bad situation.
Yeah.
So on Monday night, we wrapped up the show, and I had linked into a Ustream channel that the Drudge Report had placed on the top of their website. It was the most convenient one. I posted a question on our Facebook page, hey, what are the other channels that are running this? And, I didn't get any really good options. So this was the one I was watching. It was a channel that was actually being, and it took me a little while to realize this, she kept talking about people pushing her, and I realized finally she's in a wheelchair. So, so the camera woman was in a wheelchair, and, like, the thing she was saying, you could tell she had been around for a while. Like, she'd been to her share of protests, and she'd been tear gassed before. So she had experience. She seemed like, she knew what she was doing to some extent.
Yeah.
So it was interesting to kind of watch her and listen to what she was saying while this was all happening. And, in the beginning, what we were describing on the show was that what I was seeing was it was outside of the police station and the courthouse, all in the same building, apparently, in Ferguson. At least that's where she was. Maybe there's another courthouse, but I doubt it. So they were outside of that. There was a line of cops, and there was a bunch of protesters, maybe hundreds of protesters. And it was relatively quiet. I mean, there was some shouting going on and chanting and sort of protestery sort of things. But things didn't really start to go crazy until after the show finished. So after about 10 o'clock at night, I was doing the archives here. Sort of there's a process, behind the scenes that I do. And I'm just listening to the feed and then switching back over to see if I hear something interesting, what's happening. And things just started going crazy. The cops started shooting tear gas at the protesters. And I'm sure there was some sort of excuse about a protester throwing a bottle. I think I heard something about that, which, of course, was probably a cop, as the lady who was actually holding the camera acknowledged that there's a good chance that these are actually agent provocateurs rather than protesters.
Why?
You never know.
You never know, but, why is that always the go-to? Why is it so surprising? And, it's funny to me because, again, we had a similar discussion about, the riots at Keene State, right? Mm-hmm. Me and Rapture, and, Rapture's kind of like a conspiracy guy, and he goes into, well, why now? Why is this happening? I'm like, because people are effing lunatics and they throw stuff at people, and they're angry, right? So angry people get angry with government, and then they throw stuff at government agents. This doesn't surprise me. I don't think that they need to plant somebody in a crowd to accomplish something like this.
I think
this.
You're right about that, but on the other hand, there certainly have been no shortage of instances where, you can't prove it, but I remember one of the classic ones was where the agents provocateur, the alleged agents, were actually wearing the same army boots that the cops were or whatever, like the same kind of goose-stepping looking boots. The jack boots. And so there was, real hard evidence that these guys were actually cops, and they kind of had the cop haircuts and things like that.
See, this just drives me nuts because, this happens to me, right? People are like, wow, Catwell's a cop, I get this all the time, and I'm like, and sometimes I like it, right? Because, people mistake me for a cop all the time. They see the two-way radio. They see the handgun. People are like, do you work here? Are you a security guard? Are you police? Help me, And I'm like, no, I'm an anarchist. I hate the government. And they're like, what? But I don't know. There's always that, find the Fed game being played.
I think it's a dangerous game. I think the Find the Fed game is a dangerous game, and it's a paranoid one, and it doesn't lead to good things.
No, it doesn't. You know,
it's not welcoming.
Because like I said, though, it just doesn't surprise me that people get angry and throw stuff or even burn down buildings. Like, I'm surprised it doesn't happen more frequently, frankly.
There were a lot of buildings burned down. That was one of the other things that was shown on this video feed. At one point, Walgreens caught on fire. Little Caesars looked like that got totally burnt down. There were multiple storefronts that had their windows smashed. Yeah. Smash and grabs, people going in, grabbing stuff, running out, sort of all that stuff going on. At the same time, the police likely using way too much force than was necessary.
Using way too much force, more force than was necessary to deal with people who are arsonists and throwing Molotov cocktails?
That's not what I'm saying, necessarily.
Let's talk about it. I mean, what's the appropriate use of force for people who are burning down buildings and rioting in the street?
Well, I can't say how the police behaved in the case of the people who were burning down buildings. I would hope that they apprehended the people who were involved in that, because that's actual property damage. But, you know, the supermajority, the people there are not violent. They're not bad people, necessarily. They're just people who are frustrated. And I think that, you know, it's difficult when you're going out to protest, because the one thing you can never control, and we learned this with the 420 celebrations here in Keene, New Hampshire, the one thing you can never control is who shows up.
Right.
If you're having a public event, any fool, jackball, undercover cop, angry nutcase, whatever, anybody can show up at a protest.
Yeah.
And you can't control them. You can't tell. You can try to influence them. You
right.
can, like, hey, man, hey, chill out. It's all right. Hey, chill out. Back down, you know, like, whatever. You can do your best to try to influence these people, but ultimately, you know, if they go crazy or they do something stupid, you're best to step away.
Right. And once things start going down that path, I mean, it's very, like, control could be lost very rapidly, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, again, to the Keene State College thing, where I went down there hoping to see some, like, righteous anger at the police state, right? I'm thinking, hey, these guys are, you know, angry with the government and stuff like that. And then
you
I find out
that.
Yeah, well, and then I see them, you know, waving American flags and chanting USA and singing the Star Spangled Banner before they start flipping over cars, chasing out reporters and beating the hell out of one another.
Yeah, there's not a lot of intelligence in these big crowds. Now, I'm actually being told by SciFaze, one of our online producers. He says, I've been using the wisdom of crowds inappropriately, incorrectly on the air. He says that I've misunderstood it or mischaracterized it. He says it's not about the wisdom of crowds of protesters. It's not even saying all crowds are wise. This is talking about that wisdom that crowds do have. For example, the book is quite pro-free market. Apparently it's a book. The market being a type of crowd that has wisdom that individuals don't, i.e. the invisible hand. However, I will say that when I'm talking about crowds, I'm talking about crowds. And I don't see a whole lot of intelligence when you've got crowds of people, especially crowds of angry people.
Yeah, I could see, like, the wisdom of a crowd in terms of market economy.
Yeah.
However, when we're talking about lunatics race rioting in the street... Yeah. That's another story.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. More coming up.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 120 26 serving 3 square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3 square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online, drop by freetalklive.com, and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. There's also some great businesses with which we would suggest that you do some business, especially those who accept Bitcoin, like newageautosales.com. If you've got Bitcoin and you're in need of a car, New Age Auto Sales has late model used cars they've cared for in their rental fleet. Since they're selling their own well-maintained cars, New Age Auto Sales doesn't pass on any auction fees or transport costs. You know, when normally a dealer goes and buys cars, they got to pay those costs, so the customer has to pay that too. You save that with New Age Auto Sales. Their cars are in great condition, and they're priced to move. They can ship anywhere in the world. Go to newageautosales.com, see what they have. They're looking to become the Bitcoin auto dealer. Now, obviously, if you don't have enough Bitcoin and you see something you like, they can help you out there as well. So go check it out at newageautosales.com. Late model, well-maintained cars shipped anywhere in the world for Bitcoin. That's newageautosales.com. We've been talking about Ferguson and some of the observations. I took some notes about what I observed just in one feed, one of the, I'm sure what were a myriad of, you know, live streaming feeds coming from the protesters and looters and those kind of folks who were down there, and also the cops. You know, it did make me a little bit warm to my heart, Chris Cantwell, when I saw the cop car on fire.
because I find, you know, because at least
I like my bacon crispy.
At least there they got it right. Now, I wouldn't feel good if somebody was inside it. I don't think, you know, I don't want to see people get hurt necessarily. But, you know, the tools of the state, taking those apart, burning those to the ground. Yeah, if nobody gets hurt, that doesn't bother
me. It makes a lot more sense than burning down Little Caesars.
Yeah.
I'll kill them that much.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
It's like, look, if you're angry at the police, then go ahead. Be angry at the police. That makes a lot of sense to me. I don't think it's good to, you know, blame Whitey and start burning down businesses.
Totally agree. I mean, there was, some protests in Mexico recently where they actually were targeting the government buildings, from what I heard.
Right.
I didn't look deeply into that, into those stories. But, you know, there seems to be some these large-scale protests, like, you know, in Egypt or in other places, where the targets tend to be the government facilities. Now, again, I don't necessarily agree with violence, but at the same time, if a government building catches fire and there's no one inside of it, it's not really anything I'm going to shed any tears over.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, a police car is a tool of oppression. It is a symbol. It's a very powerful symbol of oppression, and it would seem to me that, you know, hey, if you guys want to go light some fires tonight, that would be the things to be setting on fire.
Not
certainly.
Walgreens, not Little Caesars. I mean, so within these groups, you've got people who they just don't give a damn, and they're willing to just destroy. They want an excuse to get into the streets and destroy things.
Right. And people who want to rob the Dollar Tree because they've got really good economic sense.
Oh, and apparently they also robbed the very same store that was robbed allegedly by Mike Brown, the young man who was shot by the cop.
Well, it wasn't that swell of them.
Sparked all of this in the first place. And
well, somebody's got some cigars to smoke tonight. Good for you.
And apparently the owner of that store never filed a police report. He never called the police.
He was probably terrified.
No, in the original situation.
No, I know that. You know, that was the thing I had sort of written on that, too, about, you know, there's a lot of reasons why somebody might not feel comfortable without calling the police. Have you seen that rap song kind of got around in libertarian circles on Facebook called This Is What Happens When You Call the Cops?
Yes, yeah.
I love that. Yeah, I forget the name of the artist on that, but it was...
He kind of cobbled together a bunch of different bad cop videos.
And it just sort of, you know, they'll beat you up and everything. You know,
it was a good rap song, right?
Yes, I thought it was very good. And that's really what happens. It's like, you know, hey, I have been robbed by somebody, and now I'm going to call the guy who taxes me. I don't think it's a good idea.
Let's go to, I believe, Albuquerque, listening to Kiva. We've got Mike on the line. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I'm kind of new to the show.
Welcome, sir.
I just want to hear what you're saying about Ferguson. And you know what? It just irks me to no end. Because
what part?
The part that an illegal alien shot and killed a cop in California, and where was the outrage then? Where were the people? Where were the
Why would people be outraged over a cop being shot?
Well, you know what? Our president just gave people amnesty. Where was
he's not my
outrage?
President. And secondly, I don't care about people living here. I'm trying to make a better life for themselves. But what's the outrage about a cop being shot? I mean, look, it's tragic when any human...
It was an illegal immigrant who shot him, Ian.
Right. Well, where was Eric Holder's outrage?
I don't think Eric Holder cares. I don't think Eric Holder cares about Michael Brown, for that matter. By the way, the Obama administration cares about as much about anybody in this country as slugs do. I mean, the Holder is out there to wield the power of the federal government to gain power for the federal government.
Didn't he retire?
No, I think you're thinking of Chuck Hagel, the Secretary of Defense, perhaps. That was the other big story this week.
Mike, give me a little more info here. I mean, so what's the allegation? Why was the cop stopping this guy in the first place? Do you know any of the backstory, or did you just hear a rumor?
No. The bottom line is, the guy's been deported 3 times. He's been kicked out of the country 3 times.
But did he actually hurt anybody?
That's probably why he's so pissed off at the police.
I don't
know why the cop was stopping him. I have no idea.
Okay.
But what I know is that a cop was shot by an illegal alien who's been kicked out of the country 3 times.
That's not a problem, though, right?
So is my assumption, I guess where you're coming from is that you just presume it's bad that someone's an illegal immigrant, and you presume it's bad that a cop is dead, right? Those two presumptions exist.
No. Of course I presume it's bad that a cop is
Why?
Dead. I presume it's bad.
Do you think that police officers are generally good people who help?
the ones that I know are.
The ones that you know are, and how many pot smokers have they imprisoned? Or?
Oh, I don't know.
They just lock people up for having plants and throw grenades at babies.
Are they your friends?
But you know what? But so why are you so down on cops?
Because police are violent, dangerous people who kill and kidnap.
Okay. They hurt peaceful people.
A 280-pound man threw this little guy around his store like a rag doll, and you're saying
who
allegedly.
Hold on. I think he's talking about
Michael Brown in the store. He's changing.
Yeah, what are you talking about? What store? Where? I want to make sure you're
okay,
clear.
Okay, you just said allegedly Michael Brown robbed the store. Well, it's on video. And
yeah, no, I'm certain that Michael Brown robbed the store.
I said allegedly.
Okay, no, it's his accomplice, you know, cop to that. I mean, I think that's there's the video of it. The video's a little bit fuzzy, but his accomplice corroborated it. I mean, there's not a whole lot of dispute as to whether or not
he robbed it. Well, it's one thing if you're going after a violent criminal, but if you're just going after somebody who tried to come here to make a better life for themselves, then, you know, I don't know what the circumstances were there, but obviously the guy really wanted to be here. He got caught three times and sent back. I mean, presuming, again, we don't know anything else about the situation, but presuming that he was defending himself against an aggressive person wearing a badge and a gun, then, you know, is that necessarily wrong?
You mean, okay, no, it's not necessarily wrong. But also the grand jury determined that the officer was defending himself against Michael Brown.
No, I was talking again about the other situation.
You're talking about two different things here. I'm actually on the same page as you with the Michael Brown thing. I do think that Michael Brown was a violent, dangerous criminal, and that he went for a cop's gun and he got he got himself shot.
But there's no evidence. What I was talking about was the incident you brought up, Mike, which was the alleged illegal immigrant down in California. There's no evidence that you've provided that this person was actually a danger, besides the fact that he shot a cop. Now, he may have shot the cop in self-defense because the cop was trying to kidnap him.
And he may have. I guess my point is, and this is what I'm trying to contend, is that there's so much outrage about this Michael Brown that got killed, but where is the media coverage about the cop that got killed?
I don't care.
There's always cop coverage. I mean, the cops get coverage all the time. You probably just don't
live
there.
Holding a parade for the SOB now.
Thanks for the call, Mike. If you go down to wherever the hell that was in California, I guarantee you there's some article in the newspaper about it. Well, thank goodness not every dead cop gets national coverage. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com, guns and the number 80.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for you. If you dial in right now to 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number. And that toll-free number brought to you by ProXPN. That's 855-450-3733. If you like Free Talk Live, you like that we're talking about freedom 7 nights a week live here on national radio stations all around the country, internet, podcasts. You like that we're talking about freedom, bringing the word of liberty to many, many ears, or perhaps hundreds of thousands of ears all around the country and the world. And you value what we're doing. You want to see us get on more talk radio stations? Because we've got about 150-some today. We could have 300, 400, 500. That's all possible. Just need money to market the show effectively. And that's one of the things the AMP program is all about. It's about $5 a month from you coming into Free Talk Live, and then we use that to invest and get on more radio stations and, you know, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. They can be shocking ideas at some points.
Especially on Wednesdays.
No doubt. So if you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, the best way to support the show is to go to amp.freetalklive.com. And you can sign up with any major credit card through PayPal. You can use Visa, MasterCard right there on our website. amp.freetalklive.com makes such a big difference when you do this. Please, if you get the extra money, if you get the $5 a month, the cost of a fancy cup of coffee, if this show is bringing value to your life, imagine the value that it's bringing to people who've never encountered these ideas before. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live.
And we get those calls from time to time. I mean, we hear from people who are like, hey, I was stuck in this mindset or stuck in that mindset, and I discovered the show, and bang, and, you know, and it changed their life. I mean, we get those calls on a pretty regular basis. It's a lot of the people who moved to Keene were influenced by Free Talk Live. This program's really making things happen out there. It's one of the reasons I'm so happy to be a part of it, and one of the reasons I became an AMP supporter long before I was and a co-host of it. So I think if you're looking to spend $5 a month on something, most of us can probably swing that. This is a pretty good use of that $5.
Thank you for that endorsement, Chris. You can do that over at amp.freetalklive.com. And you get perks. You know, we sweeten the deal a little bit. Get access to the AMP only Facebook group, which is a pretty cool thing.
It is a cool group.
The AMP only
fun folks in there.
Phone lines as well. So you can get your own call-in lines. You get the AMP only podcast, which doesn't have the usual advertisements. So there's perks, there's benefits, but the number one reason to do it is because you like what we're up to and you want us to do more of it into the future. So again, amp.freetalklive.com. We go back into your calls and thoughts. Kaizen is listening in New York City. Kaizen, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, Kaizen, that's pretty close.
Kaizen, all right, you're up.
I just wanted to point out, I think that the most obvious point, which no one seems to be making very much, is that black racism is the driving element which is controlling the story. We've got people like Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, and Louis Farrakhan, which are leaders of the black race, of which there are no
Whoa! That's a ridiculous statement. The idea that those three men are leaders of the black race. There are so many people who are black who would so totally disagree with that statement that you just made. You do understand that blacks are humans and they're individuals and they have different belief systems.
Yeah.
They're not the same mind. They're not like some sort of hive mind. I mean, what?
And the ones that choose to have leaders often have, you know, better minds than to go after Jesse Jackson and Reverend Al. I mean, Walter Williams over at LouRockwell.com. is a very brilliant black Austrian economist,
right.
And I mean, you know, there's plenty of examples out there, but
it's ridiculous. It would be the equivalent of saying that Bill Clinton and George Bush are white leaders. I'm sorry, I want nothing to do with those.
They happen to be white leaders, but they're not the leaders of the white race,
right?
But they're the most prominent ones. The people you mentioned seem very obscure, and I still
Those are the ones that MSNBC and the liberal left-wing media give us. Yes, but
wants to dumb it down. They want you to This is the media's narrative, and you're parroting it.
I understand. But let's just go take his point and go forward.
Well,
what do you want to get to though, Kaizen?
I think that privately and secretly, if you ever talk to black people, they're ashamed of Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. But I also think that...
Is that just what you think, or have you ever talked to black people?
Oh, I've talked to them a lot, more than anyone. But I also think that...
More than anyone? That's a pretty big claim.
Yes, I know it's a big claim. But I also think
that
I think that the whole world changed maybe in the 1960s, and the dominant form of racism became black, not white. Just as the dominant form of sexism became
That's a ridiculous claim, too. There's plenty of racists
women,
out there of
men.
All different shades. Thanks for the call tonight, Kaizen. Toll free number is 855-453.
I would have liked to have. I'm sorry that we lost your call there, Kaizen, because I think that you might have been onto something. He was a little bit off, but I mean, it does seem like very popular now to like hate whitey, right? I mean, the world is blaming white males for everything right now, and it's one of the reasons that I get really I jump into these racial things, you know, and these gender things, because it used to be like, you know, the white men are ruling the world, and now it's like, well, let's turn on the white men and just destroy their lives, and I think that that's a wildly sick thing that's absolutely happening
in
society
now. I'm not saying it's not happening, but just because it's in the media doesn't mean it's the majority of the racists out there. I don't know who the majority of the racists are. I mean, I guess if you look at any given population demographic slice, there's going to be a certain portion of those people that are racist, whether they are Chinese, whether they are black, whether they are white or whatever, whether they're mulatto, you know, self-hating mulatto. I don't know.
The vast majority of racial commentary that I hear now is anti-white, and the vast majority of gender commentary I hear is anti-male.
That's
the world that we live in.
Well, but wait a minute. That doesn't mean that that's a majority of, you know, that you can't make a statement that just because somebody gets on MSNBC and talks out about racism and they're only attacking some, you know, white guys or whatever, doesn't mean that there aren't still a bunch of white redneck hicks who hate black people.
Yeah,
I mean, there's plenty of racists out there.
And they're not on MSNBC, but they are on Twitter.
Right.
And what I see, the Twitter trends, I mean, you know, social media, I think, is very telling, and this is what we see. And
but you also see what you want to see. You see certain things that might be
more likely to come across your feed.
Yeah.
I do not pick Twitter trends. When I see people talking about race, they're usually talking about negatively about whites.
Let's talk to Jan. She's in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jan.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, you know, what's on my mind is I can't get over the amount of people that are employed by the government that we allow to carry firearms. I was in Social Security. I've been on Earth for a while, so I'm collecting Social Security. And I went into Social Security, and there's an armed man there, gun the size of, I can't even tell you size or what caliber or anything, but I said to him, have you ever used that gun? And he said, no. And I said, well, have you ever considered the fact that you're carrying it gives you the opportunity that you might have to use it someday? Now, if you didn't have a gun, what would you figure out to use to protect yourself? I'm sure when it comes in the flight or fright mode, you figure something out. And I just think it's too easy to arm people and give them the opportunity to defend themselves with guns.
In the beginning of your call,
there's an armed man in the studio, so I don't know what you're all upset about. I hope the guy works at Social Security. He has a gun on himself.
At the beginning of your call, Jan, I was on your side where you're talking about concern about armed government employees. I mean, I have that concern as well. I think there are a lot of government guys that are armed, and they're going to use those arms against peaceful people. That's a concern I have. But an average person with a firearm, that doesn't bother me at all. I mean, these are people who usually have guns to protect themselves. Where are you from originally?
From West Medford.
North Korea.
Westminster?
No, West Medford.
West Medford. Where is that?
It's outside of Boston.
Figure.
Outside Arlington and Winchester.
So you're somebody who lived in Massachusetts and you moved up to New Hampshire and guns make you uncomfortable?
Yeah. But they make me uncomfortable no matter where I am.
Are you living in New Hampshire permanently, or are you just visiting?
No, I don't know if I'm going to live here permanently, but I've been here for 20 years.
How do you feel about the government? Is it too big, too small, or just the right size?
I think they've got too much power.
Too much power.
You know, it's supposed to be for the people, by the people. That went by the boards. I don't know when. When's it been for the people and by the people?
That went by the wayside before the term was coined, right? Like the government's been
really?
A scam from the dawn of time, sweetheart. It's not a good thing.
I know. Was it ever in place? I don't think. I don't know whoever made that up, but I don't know that it ever happened.
You know what I think you should do, Jan? I think you should get in touch with the Second Amendment Sisters. And reach out to them and have them give you a gun training course. Get out onto...
That sounds great. So when I need to use it, I'll get you right between the eyes.
There you go.
Not a bad idea.
She's threatening to shoot radio hosts. This is what it comes to. I'm to at hour three.
No, the idea was that, then you could get some familiarity with a gun. If you go to a training class, you'll understand this is just a tool. It's not something you need to be afraid of. It's any more than you need to be afraid of somebody carrying anything else that they could, stab you
cars!
With or something like that.
Cars,
for sure. That's a great example, Chris Cantwell. Thanks, Jan, for your call tonight. Check out the Second Amendment Sisters, or you might want to consider leaving New Hampshire, because guns are kind of, part and parcel of the culture up here. And we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime, freetalklive.com, ChristopherCantwell.com.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
You've heard of Black Friday doorbuster deals. Well, don't miss Lumber Liquidators Floorbuster Deals. Get incredible discounts on your favorite floors at one-time-only prices. There's never been a better time to get a great deal on pre-finished hardwoods, hand-scraped hardwoods, gorgeous bamboo, top-quality laminates, and get 26-month special financing. Plus, get even more floorbuster discounts in our stores. The sale ends Tuesday. These deals will not wait until after the holidays. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.